I'm not there, they're going to get a whiteboard in my chair.
Yeah.
So in order, I mean, and it ain't too many times that I can protect.
Yeah.
You know, but I know that when you after you came back to Pittsburgh, we'll skip around. After you came back to Pittsburgh, were there a lot of jobs around town? You know. Did you play like Lucky Bar, Pioneer, and
all of Lucky Bar,
York Club, and all
of York Club,
all of those. El Cabana.
El Cabana. I used to do that once in a while. I owned the club. We showed it.
Right.
I was a part of it.
Bruno's across the street.
Yeah. Cause there was a he used to work there, and then the guy came in and locked that job up on him. That's pretty fair.
Lee Groves. Yeah.
He locked that job up for him also. He swept that off on him.
Right. Remember Eddie Russ?
Yeah.
Because he just died. He died a couple months ago. Yeah, because he was living up in Grand Rapids, up in that area, because he's a friend of Dalton's, and he sent me the Dalton called me when it happened. Yeah, because Dave Lee,
Lee
Gross and them, they were there. I think Jerry was in there for a while, too. You didn't knock her out, did you?
Well,
yeah.
It was, if the guy hadn't come up there, it was, but,
he
didn't come to that.
Yeah.
And, she just kept on pushing it.
Mm-hmm. What's her name? Todd? Something. I remember that snake in business. I think somebody else had a problem with that snake too. I don't know, Eddie Russ or somebody.
I don't know. But anyway, after Lee Groves got up there, he had quite a following.
Right. Was that going up towards Penn Avenue? I mean, up towards Negley?
Going up towards Negley.
Negley. On the same side?
On the same
okay,
side.
All right, okay.
I don't know, some of them decided there'd never been any black bands
in there. Right.
God was getting ready to hire.
Right.
Somebody turned themselves down. But they used to have some pretty good actors. You know, Julie Bishop used to come in there.
Yeah.
Marty Allen.
Right.
They weren't real big, as
so
big as they got.
Yeah.
But they were on their way.
Yeah. Because there was a lot of entertainment around here.
Sure.
Did you? Did you do much in the new club, you know, when we moved East Liberty? Did you play out there very much?
Yeah, I played in there some.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play in there a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I didn't want to play in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to just go up there.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
I didn't get along.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with the powers of being.
That's right.
Yeah, because it was, yeah. Because I know at that time, when they moved out there, that's when that group that we had with Doc, Spider, Horace, and Art Nance. And that was just before Art Nance went to the Army. And I remember we played in there a little bit. Okay, and then by this time, we were able to go downtown. Did you play much downtown? Copa, any of those clubs down
no,
here?
No.
Midway, any of those places?
I don't
play
any
of those. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that I couldn't have, because
mm-hmm.
I remember turning some jobs down
mm-hmm.
because I had kind of started turning other directions.
Mm-hmm.
Boy rage.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can't speak.
Yeah. Right.
And I started, you know, just looking at other directions.
Yeah. Did you let's see, what else? Did you ever do anything with Johnny Wilson?
I worked with his band?
Yeah.
I worked with, one time I worked with Johnny Wilson when he was at the, Dr. Lou Perry.
Oh, okay.
I worked with him down there.
Chuck Reeves?
Yeah, Chuck Reeves.
Alec, the baritone player, was he in that band? Jim Swan.
Jim Swan.
Okay, might have been just
in
them. Okay.
But they had Jim Swan had some domestic problems.
Yeah, he kept them. He kept problems.
Yeah.
Then Alec, and then I think Jimmy, there was another tenor player from West Virginia, Jesse Wilkes.
Jesse Wilkes.
Yeah, he used to come through.
Yeah, you know, Jesse's fine. He called me.
Yeah.
What, 3-4 years ago?
He's still
shot me.
Yeah, yeah. Because I just heard something recently. Somebody was talking about him. Yeah.
He was honest. I don't know which way, or whether he was coming back from Sweden, born to Sweden.
Yeah.
But one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. En route some kind of way.
Yeah. He called me every morning. Hadn't forgotten.
Yeah. Because I was down there, we were the B bands, Chuck Reeves and them,
mm-hmm.
they'd go out, you know, they'd, Sonny Highs, you know, they'd take that show out.
Mm-hmm.
So then Cotton, me,
yeah.
Bumpty, Adolf, I think was playing piano, and Big Leon, remember Big
Leon? Yeah,
well he's the bass player with us. And we worked in there, because that's when I met Delcy, you know, because she was going through that coat hanger. With that, you know, that bit of hers, and then Little Mama, a little singer, the blues singer, she was down there, and I did a few things down there with them.
Yeah,
because in fact, the first gig I made, Frank McCown took me on my first gig with Leon and Myrtle Street Joe Harris.
Yeah.
And Leonard Knowles.
Yeah.
And Dakota was the singer. And that was my, because I didn't know nothing about vegan and all that stuff. And Frank, you know, he was going to take me on this gig. We went out to the Keysport to the American Legion. I think that's what it was, up the steps and up back on the terrace. Well, I guess.
When he felt like praying, he could make that
yeah.
ring.
When he felt like it.
When he felt like it.
Yeah, and that, you know, because he was another kind of player. But I've enjoyed our conversation, and hopefully, you know, we'll kind of keep in touch and keep posted with what's going on. There may be some other things that may materialize, because I think, like I mentioned a minute ago, this girl Ann Feeney, there's an article coming up in the Sunday paper,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to pertain to the merge and the lack of cooperation from 60 and the effect on us. You know.
Okay.
So and there's some other things that are going to happen, but we'll keep you posted. And you're on the mailing list now for the newsletter.
Yeah, I appreciate the newsletter.